Drive Time on RTÉ Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When investment performance matters, make sure your savings are with Zurich. Visit zurich.ie to find out more.
Drive Time on RTÉ Radio 1 with Sarah McInerney and Cormac O'Hara.
There has been a threefold increase in the number of patients presenting with complications of bariatric surgery abroad since 2020. And that was a concerning figure presented to the Irish Society of Gastroenterology winter meeting recently by Professor Helen Heenan. And she is Professor of Surgery at UCD and Consultant Bariatric and General Surgeon at St. Vincent's University Hospital in Dublin. And she joins me now. Professor Helen Heenan, you're very welcome to the programme.
Thank you. Good evening, Cormac.
So you saw fit to issue this warning. How concerned are you?
We're very concerned, I suppose, given the significant increase, as you mentioned, a threefold increase in the presentation of patients to our emergency departments that require admission to hospital. And this is separate to the additional volume of work that we deal with as on an outpatient basis, and certainly that GPs deal with on a daily basis when they receive letters or requests from patients to continue or assume their follow-up after they've had surgery abroad, even when things are well. Mm-hmm. These patients require lifelong follow-up to monitor their nutritional health in the long term, and we're just not resourced to deliver that volume
really?
Of care.
Lifelong follow-up because of complications from bariatric surgery abroad?
Well, any patient who has bariatric surgery, whilst it's an excellent treatment for obesity and obesity complications, it requires lifelong follow-up to monitor bloods, to maintain, make sure that a patient, although they lose weight, that they maintain good nutritional health. So, and it's not onerous. It's overall, for an individual patient, it's often a once or, you know, eventually a once a year follow-up with a set of blood tests and a clinical review. But nonetheless, when there's thousands of people thousands of people travelling abroad for this surgery, it's just something that's unplanned for and not resourced.
How many patients would you see coming into your clinic, for example, Professor, who have gone abroad for bariatric surgery and come to you with the complications?
So I suppose in the hospital setting requiring admission, it's on average 1 to 2 per week at the minute. And that is threefold increase since March 2020. Interestingly, this happened very acutely after the travel bans were introduced, but it has been sustained over the last 3 years. Okay. And it's not a unique problem to St. Vincent's. My surgical and gastroenterology and radiology colleagues around the country are seeing similar presentations. Mm. Yes, we take the more complex cases from other hospitals, given that we would be seen as the National Centre for Bariatric Surgery.
Yeah.
Aside from that, these presentations are occurring in every acute emergency department.
And what kind of complications?
So the commonest complications that would require admission to hospital would be where somebody has an intra-abdominal infection stemming from a leak. So that would be where a part of the stomach or a small bowel that was changed by stitching it or stapling it hasn't healed properly, and gut content is leaking from inside the gut outside of it, where it makes someone really unwell and can cause sepsis. So that would be the commonest, most significant complication requiring a long hospital stay and multiple interventions.
That sounds really, really nasty and serious as well. Why would people risk it then? Why are people going abroad if it's that risky?
I suppose the first thing is bariatric surgery is the best single treatment for severe obesity. So it's a very effective treatment, and people know this. You know, it's clear from years of data that if someone lives with severe obesity and they have complications from it, that the best treatment is bariatric surgery. So people are seeking the best treatment for their health, but it should be delivered by a multidisciplinary team in a centre that performs these surgeries to a very high standard. And that isn't always the case when patients travel abroad for it. So there's complications.
Can it not be done here?
It is done here, and it's done here to a very high standard. But the problem is accessing treatment here is difficult because of lengthy waiting lists. So whilst we deliver really high quality surgical care and in general obesity care, we can do so to a very limited number of patients per year based on funding limitations. And although that has certainly improved, that's a good thing. We're dealing with years of underfunding, which has led to 5,000 patients on a waiting list waiting to get into weight management clinics, which is a 5-year wait.
Yeah. Okay.
So the lack of access drives people abroad, where they know they can seek these treatments and get them sooner, but they're not often assessed in the way that they should be, and they're not followed up, which is to their detriment.
So you can understand then people either have to wait sometimes years and then or take the risk of going abroad. And I don't know, it's a false economy maybe, but then again, I'm not in that position, so I do understand why some people do go
Absolutely.
Abroad. Look, you've issued the warning and people will probably heed what you say without doubt. Professor Helen Heenahan, thank you very much indeed for joining us on the programme.